This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson's sports talk show.
But I think at the fair I'd blend in because I spend my summers at my grandparents' farm.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sister Jean, well, she actually had him going out in the second round. You know, her name's Mud there.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Clears the 30, Jace Kinnaman turning on the Jetson inside the 10. Touchdown, Bullpups.
Everything happening in the sports world.
Pass is caught. Diggs, sideline, touchdown. Unbelievable.
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We're really funny.
Well, no, I'm really not.
I think you're pretty funny.
Well, that's just because I'm so confused.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE, or for those of you listening online worldwide at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man who's ready for the weekend to finally get here, and the man who is very excited for the start of the NFL tonight.
You
Mr.
bet.
Steve Sell.
You bet. NFL, it's time to get it on, and what a great game to start the NFL season. Atlanta, Philadelphia, this could be a preview of the NFC Championship game.
I was really hoping you were going to say Super Bowl, and I'd say, well, that would be a strange year.
No, NFC Championship game. It very well could be, because I think they might be the two best teams in the NFC, playing right out of the chute.
And the mighty, mighty Nick Foles taking on Matt Ryan. I'm a buyer.
You
these
are
Atlanta
a buyer.
Falcons.
Oh, on the Falcons.
I'm not a buyer in Nick Foles.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
No.
I was going to have to disagree with you there, because
I'm not in on the Eagles.
Nick Foles, I have him in the Super Bowl, though, because I look at the rest of the NFC. You know how I feel about the Rams, who are picked really, very high.
And I think they're going to have a great year.
I just think with all those knuckleheads they have on defense, they're going to self-destruct. And then Minnesota, there's just something. They just don't ever win the big one anymore. Well, they've never won the
big one. Yeah, they've never won the
big one. 0-4 in the Super Bowl. And then
sorry, Fran.
Atlanta. I really like Atlanta, but boys, it seems like when I really expect a lot of them, that's the time that they kind of break your heart. So that kind of leaves Philadelphia for me. Green Bay doesn't have enough to go with Aaron Rodgers. Carolina, Cam Newton doesn't have enough receivers. And then the rest of the teams, you know, Dallas. I got Dallas third in their own division.
I was in a fantasy football draft last night.
Me too.
And somebody who will remain nameless took Carson Wentz in the fourth round. Not a great pick.
Well, it's hard to say.
Considering he is not going to start.
Right.
To start the season.
You better, whoever did that, hopefully they had another really good quarterback that they picked. Now, in our draft, we only got 8 players, so quarterbacks are aplenty. And you look at my team.
Ours is a 12 team draft.
Pretty good. You know, when you get Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger as your two quarterbacks, that's what I did last night. I felt pretty good about that.
I'm sure you feel good. Steve is in the oldest fantasy football league still in existence. I think they started up their fantasy football league in, what, 1978?
88.
I was thinking 1981, before fantasy football was even a thing.
No, it was 19. I think we figured out last night it was 1988.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and 3 of us have been there from the start. And then, you know, we've had guys come and go, but
the person who drafted Carson Wentz, their other quarterback, Andrew Luck.
Ooh, Carson
the
Wentz.
The guy that can't throw the ball.
Carson Wentz went, I want to say, about the 8th round in our league. So that would have been 7 rounds, would have been 56 picks. So he was probably in the 60s somewhere.
Yeah.
What I was going to do, the way our draft was, I said, well, no one's going to take Carson Wentz. I'm going to take him we have 14 rounds. I was going to take him in round 14. That was going to be I was going to take either him or Andrew Luck in round 14 and just take a flyer on him. Because in our league, you can always pick up another quarterback. I mean, you can make transactions in our league. I'm sure you can in your league too. But we make transactions and trades and things like that in our league. And if I still think if Andrew Luck is 90%, he's better than 75% of the quarterbacks at 90%.
Steve, we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Le'Veon Bell and his holdout. And little did we know, about an hour after we got off the air, that a lot of his camp, a lot of his people were saying it might be 10 games before Mr. Bell comes back. And my emphasis is, number one, I don't care what he does. And number two, just do it past week two.
Right.
Because I do not want him to play against the Chiefs.
And I'll be honest, James Conner, his backup, is a pretty good back.
Yeah.
He's a really good back. So, but the thing about Le'Veon Bell, he's so versatile. And now his teammates are coming
out
against
him. They're not thrilled.
They're not thrilled with him. I think one of the comments was, we're bigger than one guy. We're a team. We're not an individual. And Le'Veon Bell, I think what they're looking at is, if he signs his tender, he's still going to make almost $15 million guaranteed. I think he could live off that for a while.
Well, it's not as much about that as it's getting the most amount of money that you can.
Right.
And it's Le'Veon Bell's brand. Let's look at it this way. Le'Veon Bell, although he is a part of the National Football League and a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's his own business.
Right.
He brings in the salary, plus he can do endorsements. He himself is a business. Steve, you're a business.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Where if you wanted to, you could go sell out yourself to the Wichita Eagle or the Salina Journal or the Kansas City Star and say, hey, you guys should hire me. Here's why.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really want to do that right now, though.
No.
Le'Veon Bell, he's putting himself up and saying, look, I think I'm good enough that even if I don't play for these Steelers, somebody else is going to take me,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else is going to pay me the money that I think I deserve.
Right.
And I like that. I especially like it because he hopefully won't play against the Chiefs, but you have to respect that he's making this decision. Now, is it the smartest decision? In the short-term plan, no. He's not playing. His teammates are mad. He doesn't get to make the money for playing in every game, playing in 16 games.
Right.
Probably won't make a Pro Bowl. But in the long term, it might be the right move for him.
Yeah.
And maybe he's just ready to get out of Pittsburgh.
Could be.
Maybe he's sick of Pouncey and those other offensive linemen, Villanueva, dogging on him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's sick of Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Tomlin,
yeah.
the owners there. Maybe he's sick of it.
Yeah.
And he wants to get out, and he said, hey, you guys can either pay me this money and I'll hang around here for one more year, or if you don't, see ya.
Yeah.
I think you kind of have to respect his independence.
Yeah.
Is it the best move for the Steelers this week? No, it's a bad move for them.
They really
want him.
They play the Browns, so.
Oh, tough one. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Was he announced as a starter, or
no,
are they going with Tyrod?
Tyrod Taylor. Yeah.
Tyrod, I like him.
Yeah, I do too.
I'll be excited to see Baker Mayfield get back after it, though.
He looks so small out there, though.
You look kind of small out there sometimes.
I look small everywhere.
And you're pretty good. Maybe not
no.
at football.
No.
Or kicking, or you played some golf yesterday, Steve.
I did.
For what,
time?
The first time in a month and a half?
First time in a month. Right. It'd been exactly a month since I'd played.
Since you were ripping it up at Whistling Straits.
And then my stomach ripped it up.
Yeah. Then some other things went
yeah.
wrong. But I'm sure you were glad to get out there.
It was. I played 7 holes. They had 2 holes closed.
Somebody would go, why'd he play 7 holes?
Yeah, there were 2 holes closed on the front 9 for they're fixing the greens. But I felt pretty good. 2 over par for 7 holes? Hey, I'll take that.
Did you see the news yesterday, Steve, or it might have come out this morning, that Wichita is going to get a AAA minor league baseball team? The New Orleans Baby Cakes, who were a product of the Miami Marlins, are going to move to Wichita.
And they've got some good young players in their farm system.
That, and just think about the players that will get to come through Wichita.
Right.
Now, how long has it been since the Wichita Wranglers were there for AA?
Well,
for the Royals.
They had Alex Gordon. The Wranglers had
Alex. I was thinking like 07.
Billy Butler. Billy Butler was just starting. Danny Duffy, I think, pitched down there. So, you know, they had a lot of guys.
Mid-2000s.
Hey,
it's been a while.
Now, see, I can date back to the Wichita Arrows.
Ooh.
Chris Chambliss. You know.
I don't know a whole lot about him.
Yeah, Yankees. You know. Arrows were there in the early 70s.
But I remember a lot about the Wranglers when I was younger because, well, during every Royals game, they'd have a farm report and Bob Davis would read it off and say, now down on the farm, here's what's coming up, Alex Gordon.
Yeah.
And so I remember a lot about them. And, of course, I've got family in Northwest Arkansas. And so once they became the Naturals, I've been able to follow that as well. Well,
to go from the Wingnuts, which is a independent team, basically hangers-on and guys trying to resurrect their careers, to getting AAA baseball, that is a huge...
Big jump.
That's a big jump. It'll be interesting to see. You know, they've... The only thing they've really supported fantastic in Wichita is when they had the Wichita Wings in the early 80s, and they for about the Orange Army soccer team. They supported them for about 12 years and really did. I mean, they used to sell out venerable old... what's the Coliseum out there east of...
The sports arena?
Where they used to have the one north of town, down by Valley Center, the old
Hartman Arena.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not. I don't want to say the Coliseum, the Kansas Coliseum. I think that's what it was called. And it was used to have state wrestling down there.
Ooh.
And it's kind of decrepit now. And
I'm sure.
But anyway, that's where the Wings played, and the fans really, really supported Kim Ruttved. You know, he was the star of the team.
I'm sure he was.
Roy Turner was the coach.
And he was great.
Roy Turner now runs the Wichita Open for the Nike Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, now that this team is moving to Wichita, they were the New Orleans Baby Cakes. And minor league baseball is all about flashy names and marketing and gimmicks. So what are some names that you think this new AAA baseball team could have? Because you don't just want to call them the Wichita Cowboys.
Yeah.
Like, you got to give them something creative.
Yeah, got to think of what is it about Wichita that's, you know, what is the...
What about, like, the Sunflowers?
The Wichita Sunflowers?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
And the hat is just a big sunflower.
That's kind of cool.
I think that could be a cool look. Yeah. What about the Wichita Meadowlarks? I know that the Hayes Larks, that's a name, and they play down at the NBC World Series.
Yeah.
Because the Meadowlark, it's the official bird of the state.
The Wichita Whippers.
What's that? That's just...
They whip a lot of people.
It could just be a lasso.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have some promotion nights like that. You could have Indiana Jones night. Everybody dresses up with their hats on and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
What about something even more creative? What about, like, the range? The Wichita Range.
Home on.
There you go. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give me home.
Yeah, yeah.
We're the Buffalo Roam. Yeah. We could do it.
Yeah.
What about something Wizard of Oz related?
The Wichita Scarecrows.
I thought about that. The Wichita Tin Men. The Wichita Ruby Slippers.
Yeah.
The Wichita Tornadoes. The Twister. The Wicked Witch of the West.
I don't know. I just hope it's supported because they've had
I bet it won't be the Munchkins.
They've had a lot of... Well, that'd be my team. The Munchkins. I resemble that remark.
Are there any of the Wizard of Oz Munchkins still alive?
Oh, no.
I think there were a few of them still
alive.
That
movie
recently.
Was in 1939.
Well, if they were like 15.
24. Yeah, I guess that's possible.
Now, if they were 60 in The Wizard of Oz, it would be tough.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Oh, I see it all the time.
All the time. A guy that doesn't watch any movies watches Wizard of Oz all the time.
Big fan of The Wizard of Oz, because that takes me back to my childhood. It's kind of like watching Charlie Brown's Christmas with Linus and Charlie Brown and Snoopy.
Watching The Wizard of Oz reminds you a lot of your times back at old Independence.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, what year were you born? 55? 54?
57.
I was close. I didn't mean to make you old, but
the movie had been out 18 years.
Yeah, so it wasn't like terribly old. It wasn't a crazy idea.
No.
The Wizard of Oz reminds Steve Sell of his life on the range.
It does, yeah.
All right, Steve, we got sports to talk about today.
Yeah.
It's a Bullpup football preview Thursday. As we get ready for week 2, McPherson taking on Winfield tomorrow night. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. Did you recognize that song, Steve?
I had to sing that song in the fifth grade in children's choir. That was one of the first, This Land Is Your Land and Wichita Lineman were the first two songs we had to learn, and I was in the choir.
For those of you that just missed our conversation about trying to name the new Wichita minor league baseball team, how about the Wichita Lineman?
That would be good.
That could work.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. I'll never forget that song.
That's pretty good work from you. My mom's a big Glenn Campbell fan.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'd like Glenn.
For her birthday last year, it was right after Glenn Campbell had died, and so I got her some, what do you call it, like you put a drink like on a wood piece of table?
Coaster.
Coaster. Some Glenn Campbell coasters.
I like Galveston. That was one of my favorites.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good song.
I think my mom went on Glenn Campbell's tour bus one time.
Really?
That or Willie Nelson.
Okay. Well, I hope she didn't go with Willie.
It'd be an interesting time.
She'd been high by the time she got on that bus.
Well, Steve, as we move on to a Bullpup football preview Thursday, this is a game that it's kind of snuck under the radar for us just because it's been a short week and getting back into it. You want to take a look at the weather for the first time for what it could be tomorrow?
I've heard about 40% chance.
Looks like the rain should be done in Winfield between about 5 and 7.
And that's bad news for Winfield because I think rain is the only thing that would be the equalizer in this game. I look at this game.
72 degrees.
Oh, I better wear long pants.
10-mile-per-hour wind.
Oh, my.
Now, get this. Press box, no AC, as we were informed by Voice of the Vikings, Kurt Caden.
Really?
He says no AC in the press box.
Okay, but they've got, it's a real nice press box.
It is.
It's a nice facility. It's, and if, for those that haven't been there, it's kind of out there in a wide open space. I mean, it's on the campus of Southwestern, but as far as the stadium, it's pretty wide open. But it's an old stonemason stadium, a lot of character to it. They redid it here about 5 years ago when it became Jantz Stadium. Really, really nice. We have had weather problems a lot when we've gone to Winfield. We had a
year, and with Matt College, too.
With Matt College, too. But the high school game, I can't remember, 4 years ago, I think it was, we didn't get started until about 9:45.
Ooh.
We had a long delay. But anyway, I look at this game. If McPherson takes care of McPherson, Winfield has two chances. Slim and none.
Ooh.
And Slim's already out the door.
Steve, one thing that we'll talk about a lot tomorrow on the broadcast and what we talked with Coach Pav and the staff this morning is their week two blues, I think as you refer to them as. This is a team that they get really excited for week one. You get all summer to prepare for a team. And week one, they've come out and performed really well. But week two,
we are 0-6.
0-6 in the last six games.
That is just a numbing
statistic. It's surprising.
When you look at how many games we've lost the last 6 years, and it's not very many.
Not many.
Almost all of them have been in week two.
And that's why the staff and the team have been very focused this week. And this is a week that it's easy to not be focused.
Oh, yeah.
You just come off of a win against probably the toughest team you're going to play all year. Then you have the Labor Day holiday on Monday. You don't have school. They get out of school early yesterday. This is a week that it would be easy to be distracted.
Two-hour bus ride.
Yeah.
First road game.
You're feeling good.
You're feeling pretty good about yourself, but you don't want to feel too good about yourself because, like Coach Pav told me, there's a lot of things we did really well in that game, but there's a lot of things we really need to improve on.
So following a 21-0 win and seeing that Winfield lost to Arc City 7-3, and we'll talk about that game a little bit on the broadcast tomorrow too, Winfield played a very weird game with Arc City. They lost 7-3, and they kicked a field goal on their first or second drive to go up 3-0. They held Arc City scoreless in the first half. The opening kickoff of the second half, Arc City kicked an onside kick and recovered. Went down the field, scored. Then they kicked another onside kick and didn't get it. Winfield went down the field, threw an interception, and then it was never really close after that. Winfield had less than 100 yards of total offense.
Well, actually, I think it was 102.
Okay, two over.
Okay, 102 yards, but last year against McPherson, 77 yards.
Right.
And can you imagine this front four and the linebackers going up against an offense that only had 102 yards last week against an Arc City team that is not as good as I thought they were going to be. In fact, it sounds like they're not going to be very good. I just got a feeling this McPherson defense, and I talked to Coach Pav about this today. If I'm on that defense and I see what those guys did last year and I keep hearing about last year's defense, I'm tired of that. I want to be my own defense. I want my own stats. I want to go even lower than what that defense did last year. And
which
I got
is hard to do.
And I think Fearless Forecaster said it best. He doesn't say a lot of things very intelligent.
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
Well, actually, he's not. But anyway, he said the only way Winfield's going to score if it's against the second team, because I don't think the first team's going to give up a touchdown.
Another thing that we talked about this week is that last year McPherson was such a big play team, going over the top of the passing. I mean, Kyler Hoppus, when they got into a groove, finding either Talen Huff, Chandler Wired, Gabe Hoover, they got into a groove, they got into a rhythm, and they were going over the top and striking from distance two or three times a game. And Coach Pav talked about that this morning, that they didn't hit on anything over the top last Friday night.
He told me the goal, when they throw it deep, is to hit on at least one out of every three long passes they throw. We did not. The only big plays in the passing game last week were throws that Gabe Hoover turned into big plays.
Right.
And that was basically, a lot of that was on his own. But you can't keep Talen Huff and Chandler Wired down for long. They only had three catches between the two of them.
For 24 yards.
And Coach Pav told me today the big game plan is get those guys involved this week, get them involved early in the game. And what he would really like to do, he wants to get this game in the running clock.
And I think that's going to be a theme you see through a lot of this season.
Especially, yeah. For one reason, this year, it's a little different than last year. Because this year, we don't have the depth. If we get a lot of injuries, we don't have the depth to overcome that.
Right.
Our mainline guys pretty much have to, carry the load. So
where last year, this group of guys that are starting now, they wanted to get them as many snaps as possible.
Right. That's why last year, you saw guys like Mason Thrash get a lot of time. This year he's a starter. Led the team in tackles last week.
Jacob File. Exactly. A 36-yard rushing touchdown and his only carry.
Yeah.
And that helped because he carried the ball 35 times a year ago.
And you look at Jace Kinnaman, he got beat up pretty good in that first game. The bus.
I found a stat. He had 24 carries in the first game, which is the most carries he's ever had in a game.
Right.
So it makes sense why he was a little beat up.
Right. But I like Jacob File is a backup because he's a darter. He bobs and weaves.
Scat back.
I love scat backs. And, you got to look at the long-term picture. I mean, yeah, Jace can carry 24 times this game, get 300 yards, score six touchdowns, but you want him for the end of the year. So you got to kind of conserve his carries a little bit if you can. Yeah. And the thing is, you could always play File, Honesty Whitaker. I think even, Aaron Powell's playing wide receiver, but he could play running back too. I mean, Neil Raymond, you got guys.
Jake Houghton.
I mean, you got a lot of guys that can get some carries there.
So the Bullpups will take the road to Salina tomorrow night. Game starts at 7.
Winfield.
What did I say?
Salina.
Yeah, let's not go to Salina.
No, we better not go to Salina.
I was looking at the word Salina on my piece of paper.
Well, you were thinking of Olive Garden, probably.
Ooh, Olive Garden does sound pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know if they have one in Winfield.
No. In fact, I think we're a Brahms in Winfield.
Ooh, I think there is a Brahms.
There's not much. Actually, I'm told there's a good Mexican place, but I've never eaten there, so. But Brahms.
I'm not expecting to eat there tomorrow.
No, I'm expecting Brahms, like their fries.
There you go.
Yeah.
So taking the road to Winfield tomorrow, 7 o'clock kickoff. We will take the air at 6 o'clock on our pregame coverage. It's going to be a fun weekend. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I am too. I think this is a game, like Coach Pav said, for some reason, we start slow against Winfield. I think part of it is, generally, we've always come off a big game when we've played them, a really tough game. And then we see, Winfield, just have to show up. Although there was one year, it was 27-0 after a quarter. I think that was the night that we beat them like 46-0 and running clock the whole, whole fourth quarter.
Let's take our final break. Steve, I've got an update for you. And then I want to get your final predictions on what's going to happen tonight in the NFL. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Another fun Bullpup Football Preview Thursday. For those of you that have missed it, you can always go back, listen on podcast at soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. That's pretty good, Steve.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, got an update for you from the BMW Championship.
That's golf.
Yes. Eldrick, Tiger Woods.
El Tigre.
7 under through 10.
Wow.
He's lighting it up today.
And what's par? Are we looking at a 59 watch yet?
I don't know. I don't have those numbers in front of me.
Okay.
But he is at 7 under through 10.
Oh, gosh. They got to be going crazy.
You excited? Are you buying in on Tiger? Is he going to win this weekend?
How much is he ahead of? I mean, what's the next guy?
He's 3 strokes ahead of Ricky Fowler, Hideki Matsuyama, R. Armour, and B. On.
Okay.
I don't know R. Armour.
I'm not getting real excited. He's got to finish the round. But, when's the last time Tiger shot like a 62?
It's been a while.
Yeah. He had a 64 in one of his tournaments recently.
I think it might have been at the PGA last round.
Yeah.
64, 65.
Yeah. But Tiger, he's getting closer. I'm telling you, he's going to be, he's going to be on the Ryder Cup team. They put him and Chopper Lefty on there.
Oh, yeah.
Lefty. I don't know why they picked that guy. He can't play. But he did shoot 63 in his final round last week. But I just don't think when the heat's on, Lefty's going to help the United States.
We got a tip from one of our big fans that's, I guess, following along with Tiger Woods. All right, Steve, we got 1 minute. Falcons-Eagles tonight from Philly. Philly opened up as like a 4-point favorite. And after the Nick Foles announcement, they have moved to a 1-point favorite. How do you feel?
I think Philadelphia wins. I think it's going to be more than one. I like Philadelphia 27, Atlanta 20.
I'm taking the Falcons.
Really?
And they're going to win that NFC South division too.
You're a big Falcon fan.
Big fan.
What's the score?
Ooh, tonight we're going to take Atlanta 24-10.
Really?
Go Falcons.
Go Eagles.
All right, Steve. We'll wrap up today's show. Tomorrow, getting ready for the weekend. I think Fearless Forecaster is about to drop off his picks.
Oh, he's already.
He already dropped them off?
It's posted.
Oh, then great. So don't look at them yet at midkansasonline.com. We'll talk about them tomorrow.
But
on
we
the
do
show.
Have we do have previews of every single area high school game. You won't find that anyplace else. If you want a preview on high school football of our area teams, midkansasonline.com. Plus, my preview of McPherson Winfield. I think we're the only one that previews games. So,
for Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.